But
so
maybe what I can do is.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I did.
Satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hi, Chris.
Yeah.
Hi, Chris. My name's Jesse. I'm the specialist in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you doing today?
Good.
I know you're in a rush, Chris. So I'm not going to take up too much of your time. I just kind of wanted to go over a couple of things. I was doing a quick scan of your company, and I do see that you have a pretty good online presence right now. I do see that you're on the first page for at least your area in Battle Creek. I didn't really check the surrounding areas, but at least for your area, I did see you on the first page. Now, as far as marketing goes for Google, there was one thing that I did want to suggest to see if you are possibly interested in, you know, trying it out. Have you ever heard of a program called Google Guaranteed?
No.
Okay, so
no.
Let me ask you, are you licensed and insured?
Yes.
Okay, so Chris, Google Guaranteed, it's actually a lead generation service, but the major benefit in the leads is that they're exclusive. They're only sent to you and you don't share them with other companies. So if you have licensing and insurance, this will place you in a box right at the top, right under the search bar ahead of all of your competitors. And basically what Google is guaranteeing is your work. So when somebody chooses you, they're actually getting up to $2,000 of insurance for choosing you, and Google is saying that you're a trusted company. It's a fairly new program, but it's seen major results for companies. And
I've been seeing one thing I know in the past was I could never be on the maps pages for in another town unless I had a physical address. But lately, I've been seeing companies from the next town over who don't have a physical address having their ad right at the top of the maps pages over the top of me and other local companies. And it has a little thing up in the corner that says ad. So they're putting an ad in the very top of the maps pages, which I didn't think was supposed to be happening. Is that the new program you're talking about?
No, so that would be Google Ads. Google Ads has been around for a long time. That typically is a pay-per-click campaign. I mean, we do a lot of that.
That's usually above the maps pages, though, isn't it? Now
yes,
they're getting into the maps pages. Yeah.
Right, but so this would be above that even. So this would be right at the top, right under the search bar. So when somebody searches for any type of flooring, Flooring Pro or anything like that, you would be right there at the tippy top, right, you know, above the ads, above the map section. You actually get to choose your service area and zip codes. So you can be seen for much further away than just Battle Creek. It's just a super amazing program. I absolutely love what this program is doing.
Well, there's something like that run, though.
Okay, so it's definitely not the cheapest, right? For Flooring Pro specifically. Now, what it would be, Chris, it's going to be a $250 application fee. That's a one-time fee. You never pay that again. With the application fee, of course, you'll have to submit your license, insurance, be able to pass a background check. Now, that process takes about 4 to 6 weeks. After your application is processed and your Google Guaranteed account is up, you have a Google required minimum budget. That Google required minimum budget is $974. So this does not mean that you're paying $974 every month, though, just to be clear, unless you're taking all 13 leads on. So that would allow you for 13 leads. Your lead cost would be $74.67. Now, it doesn't go up on you if you get a higher paying job, whatever it might be. It'll always remain that $74.67. Now, let's say the following month, after that first month, you only take on one lead, right? If you only take on one lead, it subtracts from that $974, and then you pay back into that with just that one lead. So you would only pay $74.67.
Okay, so if I get if I get how many leads, I pay $974 for the month.
If you take on all 13 leads, yeah. Mm-hmm.
If I get 13 leads, I pay $974.
Yes, but this is about quality and not quantity, right? So basically, there are certain things that qualify a lead and certain things that disqualify a lead. So if somebody is calling and asking about a price or setting an appointment with you, that qualifies the lead. Now, if they're calling outside of your service area that you set about something you don't do, if they're asking for employment, if they're, you know, calling a wrong number, if you never talk to somebody, if they already found somebody, let's say they call you and you call them back and they already found somebody, those would all disqualify the lead. So the only thing that essentially qualifies the lead for you is if they're asking for a price or setting an appointment. That would be considered a qualified lead.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds like I'm already doing something similar with Angie's leads. I get leads from them, but those leads are more like, $42 a lead.
I was saying, it's not the cheapest thing in the world, but the thing with Angie's leads is that I work with a lot of their clients, and, you know, I've heard of people getting charged for leads from them without even ever talking to somebody. Which wouldn't be the case with this. On top of that, these are direct phone calls. They're exclusive leads. So, like, as with Angie leads, typically what they'll do is they'll recycle those leads to all the same people in your area that do what you do. And then you pay for the job, you know, for the lead, regardless of if you get it or not, right? But, again, this is placing you at the very top of Google ahead of all of your competitors. And Google is actually guaranteeing your work. So and this is really where you're going to see the highest return on your investment. I mean, essentially all go ahead.
I was just going to say, so you're saying what it boils down to is it's $75 per lead, and with a maximum amount of leads being 13.
No, so that would be
and
the
I'm charged according to the leads?
Yes, yes, you're charged according to the leads, but just to
so
be
clear, I got five leads in a month, I would get charged like 75 times five.
Yeah, I'll do the math on that. Hold on. So it's 74.67 times five equals, so that'd be 373. For five leads.
Okay. And, I mean, actually one job a week could, you know, keep me busy, actually. So, I might be interested in that. I do have to get going, though, because I have an estimate scheduled, and I don't want to be late for that. I don't know if there's any way you can email me information that I can kind of read the details of that, or I think I pretty much understand it, but just to let me chew on it a little bit before I just jump into something.
Is
it a contract?
No, so there's no contracts, Chris. If you ever decided that you didn't want to continue with the program, you just let us know to run out your 13 leads, and you'd be done with the program.
Oh, okay. So, and what if I'm booked out for 3 months and I don't need any leads right now? Can I pause it?
Yes, absolutely. So you can pause it for as long as you need to. You just let us know, you know, put my leads on pause. And you absolutely, you'll be given a reporting dashboard, so you'll be able to manage all of that through the reporting dashboard as well.
Okay. But, yeah, I might be interested in doing something like that because, I mean, if I start comparing what I'm paying through Angie's list and how many jobs I actually get, even if it was just less running around to get a job, it could be worth something right there. So.
I mean, honestly, Chris, if I were you, I would do Google Guaranteed and just not pay for anything else. You know, I mean, really, if you do Google Guaranteed...
That's what I mean, yeah.
You won't have to do anything else online. I mean, you know, it can be helpful to still have the map section and all of that, especially while you're getting the program set up, since it does take about 4 to 6 weeks to set it up. But beyond that, you know, once you're at the very top of Google, ahead of everybody on Google, you really won't need anything else on Google. That's going to be the place where people are going to see you're a trusted company. You're not just somebody, some other flooring company on Google that you have license, insurance, pass a background check. I mean, even Home Advisor doesn't do that. That shows their clients that you're actually the trusted company that they can go to on Google itself.
Do I prepay like the $975? Is that prepaid in advance for the month, or is that as the leads at the end of the month? This is how many leads you have. This is how much you owe.
Yes. So it is. So the very first month after the 4 to 6 weeks, you pay the $974. That's for the first month. Beyond that, you pay for the leads that you're taking on. So it is kind of like a prepaid credit card. You can kind of think of it like that.
Okay.
What you take out of the prepaid credit card, you pay back into.
Okay.
So
So
that's just the required Google minimum budget for everybody. Everybody has a required Google minimum budget. It's different for every industry and every area. This just happens to be what it is for your area and your industry. So and then again, that's for. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. What were you going to ask?
I was just going to say, how does Google know if it's a quality lead or not? I might get a call from a customer, and how do I know that they're if it wasn't like a referral from another customer that they were calling me, or that they were that they found me through the Google search and called, and if it was how will they know it was actually a quality lead? Like, they could have called me, and they were they hadn't bought the house yet, but they were thinking, if they buy the house, maybe I'll have the wood floors done, you know, how much do you charge? And then they never call me because they never buy the house kind of thing. How do we know that that's a quality lead that I paid $75 for?
Well, so all of them are recorded, Chris. Any of the calls that you get are absolutely recorded. That's why through your reporting dashboard, you mark the lead qualified or unqualified. If they're just, you know, kind of kicking rocks, you know, that wouldn't be a lead. But if they're setting a price, setting an appointment or asking for a price, then that would be considered a qualified lead. So, I mean, I would say specifically with most industries, most people don't give prices over the phone. They'll set appointments.
Right,
and the best way that you're going to close a lead, I mean, and, you know, it does have a little bit to do with how you close. And you seem like a really great guy. You seem very personable. I absolutely know you would have no problem closing your lead. So the best thing that I find with most industries is, you know, to make appointments with people instead of giving them prices over the phone. Can get in front of that person, kind of show them who you are, be able to close that lead, get that big job, get that quality job.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're paying for actually going to see somebody and, you know, closing that lead. Right. So
I kind of cherry pick jobs too. I kind of cherry pick, you know, I ask some questions and stuff, and if it's just like a one bedroom, 100 square foot thing, and it's an hour away kind of stuff, you know, I probably ain't going to mess around with a little project, and so I could count that as a not quality lead because it doesn't fit my criteria or...
Well, absolutely.
It don't matter. They wanted to schedule with you, so it's quality lead, even if it's job that I wouldn't do.
So if they're calling again outside of your service area, so you get to set your zip codes and cities. So that would be the only zip codes and cities that they could call from and get work from you. So if they're calling outside of that area or about something you don't do, so if you don't do, you know, just 100, you know, square foot like little room or whatever, then they that would be considered, yeah, that wouldn't disqualify a lead. Now, we do work with Google directly and getting credits back, just to be clear. So you would be credited back for that lead. It does take up to 60 days maximum to get that credit back. I just want to be 100% transparent, but we do work with Google on doing that. So we manage your account on Google Guaranteed, which is the major benefit. I mean, this is absolutely a program you can do yourself for sure, but having us set it up and managing it for you is going to be the most beneficial. Because it can be super difficult sometimes to deal with Google directly. And since we're partnered with Google directly, we have direct access to them at any given time to be able to get this quicker, faster, and done for you. So, but, I mean, it is, I would say, hands down, Google Guaranteed is the best program there is on Google. I mean, really, I love this program and what it's doing for companies.
Okay. Yeah, and it sounds like it give me an advantage over my competitors for sure. But so I don't know if we continue this conversation later or you email me and I call you back or what, but I really do have to go, so.
Yeah, no, I know you said when you were getting on you had to go. I appreciate you
listening. I keep saying it and I'm trying to get, yeah, but I'm interested, but duty calls.
Yeah, no problem, okay. Chris. So I do have an email for you. It's grlakes_woodfloors@sbcglobal.
Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
still your email? Okay.
No. What did you say? Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, CRVW. Is it? It's not the GR Lakes. That my company name is Creekview Wood Floors. It used to be the Great Lakes Wood Floors, but there was another company in Tennessee that had that same name, and I was forced to change my name. So I'm actually Creekview Wood Floors, and the email address is crvwfloors@gmail.com.
Okay. So it's all one word, correct? crvwfloors@gmail.com?
Yeah.
Okay. I will email and I'll email you and follow up with you. When would be a better time to follow up?
Probably tomorrow after probably after 1 o'clock might be
1
good.
O'clock. Okay.
I have a small project tomorrow morning, and then after that, I don't have anything. So afternoon,
okay.
You could try me.
Wonderful. So I just sent over the email. I will give you a call about like 1:15, and we'll see what we can go ahead and do for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye, Chris.
All right, bye.